This is KCUR 89.3. A unique collection of jazz art is on display in Kansas City's Northland. The collector hopes it will help draw attention to the African American Art Gallery in a historic school building in Liberty. Reporting for KCUR, Danny Wood has the story.
Cecilia Robinson used to be an English teacher at William Jewell College. Since she retired, though, she volunteers as a curator at the Garrison School Cultural Center. Today, she's showing a special exhibition that has her very excited.
Well, it's the first time that we've had a collector let us use a collection of work on one theme like this, the jazz art. But I didn't even know there were jazz art collectors in that sense.
From the 1880s up until the late 1950s, this old Art Deco-style building was Clay County's first school for African Americans. About 15 years ago, the Clay County African American Legacy Consortium bought it from the Liberty School District. We're only a block from the busy town square in Liberty, but at the end of a poorly kept suburban street with no signage. Any locals enjoying the downtown's cafes likely have no idea there's a fragile historic spot nearby. There's colourful folk art by Louisiana-born self-taught artist Clementine Hunter, and original paintings on mini blinds by Kansas City artist Curtis Crowley. Robinson would like to open the center's collection every day, but by herself she can only manage once a month and by appointment. She hopes Juan Houston's unique exhibition will focus some attention on the cultural center.
He is local. He was born and raised here in Liberty, Missouri. And he wanted to do this for Garrison School and to let the community come up to see Garrison as well as see his collection.
Houston, a retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant turned security guard, also went to kindergarten in this building. This is the first time he's publicly exhibited his more than 260 jazz-themed paintings, prints, sculptures, and decoupage that fill his three-story home in Gladstone.
Every room, I have jazz for the bathroom, I have jazz for the kitchen.
Houston is always on the hunt for more objects, and they come from every possible source, including artists, friends, chance purchases during interstate and overseas work trips, even deployments with the military.
When I walk into an antique store, it's like I walk in and I'm walking around and it's like I have a beak and I look over and I see things and I run right to it.
For his exhibition, he selected a musical accompaniment.
And this here is jazz me blues, and right here.
Houston leads me to the work that inspired him to start collecting about 15 years ago.
This here's jazz piece that was at the Vista International Hotel, which is no longer there.
It's an aluminum poster advertising a 1985 performance by the Count Basie Orchestra in Kansas City. Dominating the image is Louis Armstrong on his trumpet. Houston came across it while working at the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority as a contractor. A manager was retiring and clearing out his office.
I said, well, this piece here, what are you going to do with this? I'm going to throw it in the trash. I said, what? No, it's beautiful. And so I took it home, and that was the first piece I ever had.
It's moody with dark blue tones.
I like the color scheme coming down the saxophone with the red and the blues and a little bit of white in there. It's sleek and it's clean.
Next, Houston shows me a waist-high sculpture.
This piece is a two-story jazz band fountain. And it has an array of jazz musicians that are on this two-piece, and when it's turned on, the water flows down into a pool below. Like they're basically on a cabana or something like that, playing the jazz music.
He found this in a small town in Bangladesh while touring as a bodyguard for a group of performers. Like the creator of this fountain, the artists are sometimes unknown, but Houston commissioned other works here. A book with the pages sculptured into the shape of a saxophone is by Kansas City artist Legina Fagan.
And she had another piece, a book like this, it was done on a horse or something like that. I said, well, can you do one on a saxophone? She goes, I don't know if I can do that, but let me see. She comes back with this.
Today, Houston is also showing his collection to some women from Liberty's Second Baptist Church.
Hello, ladies. I'm Juan. Nice to meet you. Yes, ma'am. I am the one,
I'm the one.
I make friends with it.
Houston wants his collection to inspire more people to understand and enjoy jazz art and jazz music. He and Robinson also hope word about this exhibition will gain more attention for the Garrison School Cultural Center, so it can open more often. Robinson has an idea that could facilitate that.
If we can work something out so that we can get collaboration with high school students or college students, who want to do internships, that would be an ideal opportunity.
Until then, anyone who wants to visit will have to track down Cecilia Robinson. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Danny Wood.
Juan Houston's collection of jazz art is up through June at the Garrison School Cultural Center in Liberty, which opens to the public on June 23rd only, or by appointment.